You don't know what you're capable of until you try. And if there's one important message that comes out of children's theater camps, that's it. Young people who make the leap into theater arts often surprise themselves with capabilities they never knew they had. It's a phenomenon Bailey Hutton has witnessed again and again as program director for Hawaii Children's Theater's Summer Stars, a group of Kauai kids who are about to put on their first show. Bailey's on the line with us now. Good morning, Bailey.
Good morning, Chris. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Is that something you see fairly often in your line of work, kids sort of going beyond themselves?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. All the time.
I would think so, but what is it about theater that seems to bring that out?
Well, it's the creative outlet where they have an environment around them that they can really just let their imagination run rampant. I mean, every kid loves to do that. And this you have a bunch of kids and adults playing along with you.
What ages are the kids in your program?
The program goes all the way from 5 to 16.
Mm-hmm. And it lasts how long?
It's a 5-week program.
Okay. Well, tell me a little bit about it, Bailey.
So there's actually two different sections of the program. There's the morning program that we call Rising Stars, and that goes from 8 until noon in the morning. And that's more of a instructional, I want to say educational, where the students all rotate around different classes. They'll have a 45-minute rotation in music, dance, and acting. And every week we have a different workshop guest teacher come in and teach something that is their forte. For instance, this week we have Bobby Downs coming in, and she's doing a stage makeup class.
What are some of those others?
Let's see. Our first week we had set design by Jarrett Gaines, and last week we had a very cool nonverbal movement communication class by Cher Elwood.
How do the kids take to these classes?
Very well, very well. We make sure that the curriculum reaches just as it would a 16-year-old. We make sure that it can be adaptable to a 5-year-old.
I would imagine that the young kids especially come in sort of not knowing which area of theater they're most interested in. How do you sort of find out where everybody is sort of does their best work?
Oh, it's unique to every individual kid. A lot of kids, you know, they want to be on stage. They're actors. Some kids, you know, they have stage fright. And though this program will help you sort of conquer your stage fright, or at least give you the opportunity to explore that and learn that it's not all that frightening. But for some kids, it's just not for them, and they'd rather get involved in behind the scenes. And we have tons of opportunities for that as well. The kids are allowed to help with tech, with lighting design, all sorts of areas where they can help backstage as well.
A lot of, full-grown professional actors never quite get over stage fright, and yet they have a lot to offer. And yet there are some who are sort of paralyzed by it and probably shouldn't think about getting on stage. How do you sort of figure out who's who?
Well, I myself have been an actor for about 5 years, and I still get nervous myself before I go on stage. It's just something you learn to control. I don't think you really learn to conquer it, but you learn more about it. You learn how to control it, and you learn how to go through it anyway. And it's always worth it once you're aware and in control of it. And this program, specifically for the children, sort of gives you what's the word? There's no consequences for not going on, you know, so it's a very safe environment for them to explore that fear.
You know, one of the things that I've talked to people, I've dealt with stage fright and been one of those people at various times before, and one of the things that a lot of people say is that if you remind yourself that the audience wants you to succeed, do you think that's an accurate idea?
Absolutely, absolutely. For any show, but specifically this program, absolutely, the audience is there for you and they're supporting you.
So even if you fall, somebody's likely to catch you.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's the great thing about acting and improv is you're surrounded by friends on stage that are there to help you out of it if you do get paralyzed, like you said.
What's the length of your program? Roughly 6 weeks from start to finish?
About 5 weeks, actually. So we have 4 weeks of intensive educational value, and then the last week we're actually allowed to move into the venue and they get to rehearse in this theater space on the stage with the stage lights on. It's a great opportunity for them.
Have you been working on the show throughout, or do you just take on the show toward the end of the summer?
No, we rehearse the show, so the afternoon program is more product production oriented. So this year they're doing James and the Giant Peach. And
right.
So for the afternoon, from noon till about 5, they'll be rehearsing that show all day long, and then they get to perform it at the end of the program.
How many performers on stage for that show, all told?
Ooh, there's about 50.
Really?
Yeah.
So there's kind of a chorus, or there's some dancers and...
Absolutely. There's a lot of ensemble pieces. That's what I love about Hawaii Children's Theater and the shows that we're allowed to pick through this organization, is it leaves everyone with a lot of stage time. So there's no particular favorite or one student that's on for the whole show and one that only has, you know, one line. We pick shows where we're allowed to get everyone involved.
How do you find shows like that?
Well, carefully. We have several arrangements with MTI. We get a lot of Broadway Junior Productions, and we were able to get the rights for those. Yeah.
Junior Productions, is that a specific category of shows?
It is, correct. So, for instance, you know, there's a full version of James and the Giant Peach, or a full version of for instance, The Lion King. And by getting the junior version, one, it's condensed, so it doesn't require the full 2 hours, and all of the scenery and set design that would go into a full production like that. So it allows us to sort of condense it and be able to actually have a really great final product at the end of the 5 weeks.
So that's there's a whole sort of, sounds as if there's kind of a national network to provide material to organizations like yours.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
Have you seen many alumni of your programs come back and sort of talk about what it did for them?
Absolutely, yeah. So the summer program is, it kind of has three key parts. And there's the morning program that's generally catered towards a younger audience and those that are just getting involved with the organization. The morning program, the afternoon program, the Summer Star show for this year would be James and the Giant Peach. They have to have a couple years in the morning program before they're allowed to apply for the afternoon program. And then beyond that, the older kids, the Summer Stars alumni, gets to come back and do an After Dark production, is what we call it. And this year they're doing Monty Python's Spamalot.
And I assume they all are capable of working pretty hard on these shows, Bailey.
Absolutely. So the fun part, and can be the stressful part about the summer, is you only have a very limited amount of time to put this show on. So everyone works very hard. Spamalot's rehearsing, I think, 4 nights a week. So it definitely takes a lot of commitment to follow through.
Well, it'll be. We'll want to keep an eye on that. Thanks a lot for talking to us, Bailey.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, Chris.
Sure. Bailey Hutton is the program director and PM stage manager for Hawaii Children's Theater's Summer Stars, which will put on a production of James and the Giant Peach Jr. the weekend of July 8th at the Kauai Community College Performing Arts Center. And you can get details on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.